And so let's go to Melissa on Coast to Coast AM. She's on the wild card line for Dr. Shelley Kerr. Melissa?
Hi.
Hi.
I just have some questions. Well, not really questions, but comments about, I've been also studying it and looking into it, and I've read several books on the subject, and I just wanted to put my opinion out there and ask Shelley what she thinks. From what I understand, the two stones are the Urim and the Thummim mean light and perfection.
Right.
So the Urim is the lightning stone and the Thummim is the stone of perfection, and basically the lightning stone equivalates out to being like a ruby laser, because the lightning stone was said to have been used by Solomon and many others going way back into Egypt to be able to cut precisely. And the first laser was made from a ruby, and ruby is not one of the stones, one of the 12 stones on the breastplate. And then the Thummim, the stone of perfection, that basically equates out to be monoatomic gold, the white powder. That's the philosopher's stone, that's the manna, the white conical cakes that were fed to the Egyptian kings. It has properties of levitation. And so both of these technologies were used as a technology, as a tool to operate the Ark, and they're actually both have been rediscovered today in modern use. The Thummim with superconductors, and of course the ruby, the ruby with the serpent coiled around it.
Okay.
The laser has to do with like the healing and the use of it. It goes back to the ruby was known as the stone of wisdom and healing, and the Essenes inherited from the Egyptian therapeutics and. Is that making sense to you? Have you heard all that information before?
Yeah, I have heard, I have not specifically heard of the Urim being the ruby, but I've heard, as I said earlier, about the connections to King Solomon through the Freemasons, because they really did mention the Urim and Thummim in some of the rituals of Freemasonry. As far as the monoatomic gold, yeah, that is really big right now, and I talked about that in... the book Edgar Cayce's Guide to Gemstones, that people are using that. Yeah, as a sort of modern philosopher's stone, you can actually order this now, and you just dab a little bit on your tongue, and it kind of puts you into an altered state of consciousness.
Have you done that?
I tried it, yeah.
Did it work?
Yeah. I don't drink, and I don't do any kind of anything, you know, so for me it was a little much, because it really does put you into some kind of an altered state of consciousness.
What's the property in it that does that?
It really is powdered gold, white powdered gold, and when you dab it on the tongue, the purpose of it is that it's supposed to raise the frequency of the body.
Okay.
And in so doing, it puts you into an automatic alpha state, like where your brain waves have slowed down into a heightened awareness alpha state, similar to the state of hypnosis, but real deep. But for me, I'm real sensitive. It made me feel kind of freaky, to say the least.
Really? Describe
but I'm
freaky.
I'm sure some of the listeners would love it.
Describe freaky. What does that mean?
Freaky.
I mean, yeah. What happened?
I don't know. It made me feel like I was on something.
They have.
Legal, I guess.
Yeah, I would imagine so. They have shavings of gold in, I don't know, I don't know what the alcohol, Goldschlager is what it's called.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what the actual alcohol is. Rum?
Yes.
But I don't know what it is.
Cinnamon liqueur with the gold flecks in it.
Right. So, schnapps. It's schnapps. That's what it is.
With the flecks
of gold. So I wonder whether that has a similar effect.
Now, I've had Goldschlager before.
Oh, you have?
when I was young, Ian.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Well,
I'm not talking about not drinking. So, and you've had Goldschlager.